One of the things that people have to understand, and I'm not sure they always did, you know, they used to talk about the AEC but not being very careful with its radiation.
Right.
The commission didn't care and all.
Right.
Well, that was actually a bum rap because they were extremely concerned about these things. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I'll mention some more about when we get to the Nevada test site.
But, okay.
There was a movie out, and I've forgotten the name of it, but it dealt with getting rid of the population on the Earth because of a nuclear holocaust. Mm-hmm. And it made big headlines, and it was, you know, the kind of thing that was supposedly science fiction in there.
Right.
I can't remember the name of it.
Was it On the Beach?
You got it.
On the Beach.
On the Beach.
Okay.
And one day I was in the office and Dr. Warren came in. Now, Dr. Taylor had already decided he was going back to the Bureau of Standards. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't found anybody they wanted to bring in to take his place. But Dr. Warren came in to the office and says, they called him Laurie. He says, what did Laurie do with that, about those calculations I asked him to make? And I said, I don't know anything about it. Now, unfortunately, at that time, Dr. Taylor was over Georgetown Hospital, flat on his back with a back problem. And in those days, you know, they hung a weight on your neck and a weight on your feet, and you just stayed flat for a period of time. And
right.
He had strained his back carrying a bag in the traveling. So he says, go over and talk to him. I see what's happened. So I went over and I said, you know, Dr. Warren wanted to know what you'd done about those calculations. He says, I told Shields, says, I can't do that. He says, that's a big job. He says, that's an operations analysis job. He said, he wanted him to verify this on the beach, whether it was possible.
Oh.
And the commission had hit him on this one. They wanted to know, was it possible to do this? And I said, well, and he says, I only know one guy who could do this, and he's down in Oak Ridge. He had worked with Dr. Taylor during the war. And so I went back and told Dr. Warren. He said, well, I got to have something on this. He says, you follow up on it. Mm-hmm. So I went down to Oak Ridge and drug this guy up, and it was a top secret discussion. We couldn't talk to anybody. I told more stories to my Oak Ridge friends. They knew it was something up, but I couldn't tell them what was going on. And this particular guy was not working in the, he was working in the aircraft nuclear program, you know, at one time they were going to fly a plane, and he was working in it. A very brilliant guy. And so I talked to him a little bit, and he said, yeah, he knew what they wanted, we'd look into it.